Now, if we have this terrible radiation, and you have some notebooks and your pencils, you better get them out. Because I'm going to tell you what to do when you get to the point where you can't go any farther, you can't get your breath. There's two ways to neutralize this lack of oxygen in our atmosphere. First, we want to get rid of the radiation. Now, radiation will hold all of these other elements. This, of course, is my own interpretation. Remember, what I'm telling you is my own finding, my own interpretation, my own experience. So, soda and salt will neutralize any type of radiation, usually. Your X-ray, any of it. Now, the portion that you use a bath. You know, in the olden times, they used to get in the bath for almost everything, and they weren't wrong, believe me. And I think we're going back to that. So you take a tub of hot water, and I mean a tub full, all it will hold. Get into that tub as hot, the water as hot as you can stand it comfortably. And stay in that water until it cools down to body temperature. Now the heat brings all that to the surface. And when it cools, osmotic pressure brings it out into the cooler side. We're taking a therapeutic bath. Now, when we get this low-grade radiation, we leave the salt out and use just soda, baking soda, Arm & Hammer. And you need to take about 2 to 3 pounds to a tub of water. And you use the same procedure. You'll be surprised what that will do to level off so many of these conditions that we've been fighting to overcome. Now, our next step, and that is a Clorox, common, ordinary Clorox bleach. You know, someone in Albuquerque called us the Clorox dunkers. We use it in cleaning our foods and all of that. But now let's go back to our bath. A cup of Clorox in your bath of water, and the same procedure used, will neutralize some of the hard chemicals and the sprays and poisons that are backed up. You'll be surprised how that will clean out so many of these conditions that we haven't had a way to get rid of before. It's not expensive. It is effective. Now, these are the everyday things that we have to deal with every day. People say, well, I tried it and I felt so much better, but I feel worse again. Sure you do. You got another exposure. You don't clean this up. You keep working with it because it's in the air. It's everywhere. When you see the birds falling, when there is no more oxygen for them to fly with, and you ask someone at the head of the environmental department, what does the government do about this? And they tell you the government can't do a thing. There's nothing the government can do. So then it's up to us as individuals to do this. And I tell you, friends, if you will try it, you know there's one wonderful thing about it. If it don't help you, it can't hurt you. You can't take one drug you can say that about. There is a solution that we make, and we've had to use it in this last episode that we've had, to correct the radiation in our system. And that is to take a quart. Now write this down, because this is a formula. Write this down. 1 quart of distilled water. Now why do we use distilled water? Because it absorbs and pulls out all these elements that are foreign to the physical well-being of our body. You take 1 teaspoon of soda, 1 teaspoon of sea salt, and stir it till it's thoroughly mixed. Divide that into 4 doses. Now, your first dose, then drink the next one every 2 hours until you have taken the 4 doses. And your system will be pretty well cleaned out. Now, when you compare the bath to that and put them together, you'll be surprised at the results that you get. So, again, when we get these conditions, and you live with them, you have them every day, they're all there. And I see we only have 10 minutes. I wonder if there are any questions. Yes. £1 each. Now, if you're taking a straight soda bath, make it about 2 to 3 pounds. All right, thank you. Yes? Where did I see a hand? Here. I can't see back there in the dark. All righty. There is no nutrition. You're drinking water. You're correcting a condition. So nutrition is not the point. Every 4 hours, yes. You shouldn't be taking anything else. You need the fluid in the system to wash it out and to neutralize what is there. Yes. Any other?
Epsom salts.
No. Plain, ordinary sea salt is your best. If you get sea salt. Now, other than that, don't buy your iodized salt in the market. We want real salt. And you can use your water filter salt or your ice cream salt. It takes a little while to dissolve and all, but it will work. You use your regular Clorox bleach, the old one, not the new. You want the plain, old-fashioned bleach. It's still on the market, thank God. I don't know what I'd do if it wasn't. Yes?
What do you use for oil or whatnot for your skin after you have done all this soaking?
Well, now, if you're taking those baths and they dry the skin, dry your body, then get olive oil and very lightly moisten your hands with it and rub it into your skin, and it'll take care of the whole thing. It'll stop all the itching and dryness.